So, remember yourself 5 years ago, who I was 15. You guys were roughly the same age.
I
You're
was
looking
14.
back, you're 14. Who?
I was 13, dumbass.
You're looking at him, right? Imagine right now, you're probably laughing at the fucking things he thought he knew and the shit he did. Like, let's be honest. It's some funny shit. Me 5 years ago, the stuff I would do, you can't go back and just laugh at that shit. You can't tell me I'm wrong. It's
Right.
funny.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
funny. So imagine you in 5 years. I'm gonna be 25. You'll be 24. Imagine how much
Quick
that
math.
person is laughing at you right now, at this moment, because of the actions you take and the things that you think you know. Now, this analogy first applied to you think you know your shit, and then 5 years from now, you're gonna realize that you're a fucking dumbass 5 years ago.
It's like we
Now,
cringe at ourselves from the
yes,
past.
exactly. And that person that in 5 years, who is that person? Does he jerk off? I'll tell you what, not mine. Not the one I want. Who's
Right.
that guy you
You
want to be
choose
in
that.
5 fucking years? Is he wanking off?
Nope.
Everything we just said, is he doing that shit? Fuck no, he's not. And that's all portrayed in self-image. Who's that person you want to be? And our last episode, Mike, you said, I want to be a guy who doesn't jerk off. No. What does a guy that doesn't jerk off do? That's what you want to do. Not be that person. You do the actions that person takes.
Well, it's kind of like the both.
Philosophical
You want to be
Josh.
that person who doesn't do it. But you also want to take the actions that he does too.
And I want to mention what you said in the last episode and what you just said now, how you really not you got to believe in it. What you mentioned in the last episode, it's a lot of visualizations and affirmations. You really got to tell yourself that you can do this shit, because it's no
Fuck
secret
yeah,
that
bro.
words are energy at this point.
And if you don't believe in yourself, then who else does?
That's
You
what
know?
I'm saying.
You have to believe in yourself.
This,
You go ahead.
you're right. You have to believe in yourself. And this porn addiction is you versus you. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I was addicted to porn, I never told anyone else about shit. And I'm
Right.
pretty sure everyone else, like,
Yeah,
who the
it's you're
fuck are
keeping
you?
it
So
so
if they
like
do, they'll go
secret.
to like an online counselor or whatever. You keep it so secretive
Right.
because you're ashamed of it. So this is a really, really big thing, you versus you. So if you can't even believe in it, who else is going to be there for you?
Exactly.
Yeah, number.
You are not that type of person.
All right. Number six. Don't watch porn, straight up, how you put it is get it out, get it off without. What did you say? Get it off
No,
without.
I said if you're gonna jerk off, at least do it without pornography.
Oh no,
Because
you had read
you have
that.
to understand the effect of what happens when you combine ejaculation with pornography.
It's
But yeah,
like
that's what we said.
a
yeah,
it's like
yeah. Get
dopamine
it out
stacking.
without. I like
Exactly.
that. That's the one it
Our
was.
imagination is powerful.
And
Now,
if
we're
you
not
feel the
necessarily
urge,
recommending it, but here's the thing
it will
is
help.
you
It
it
will
will
help.
absolutely help. Because the problem is porn. It's that fake shit.
Yeah. The thing
I
is, like
think it is, yeah.
that influences our mind, and then our imagination is influenced by the porn. So we start imagining in our minds us, you know what I mean, in the porn scene or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and
Because your
that's.
dopamine doesn't go as high, in my opinion, when you jerk off without pornography. Because you're more self-aware of what you're doing. I mean, when you got the phone or the computer in front of you, you're watching and you're not really realizing what you're doing, say with your hand or physically what you're doing. But when you're not watching it, I mean, you're gonna really understand what the fuck you're doing.
And I think this applies for the cold turkey analogy the same way. If you, this is like we mentioned, something you develop over 5 years' time. So if you're huge into hardcore, how about like for you, 15 times a month, whatever example you use. How about 10 of those times will be hardcore, and then you make those five softcore.
Or just try your
And then you
best
go
not to
from,
watch porn at
no,
all.
in general, of course, but like this is such a challenging addiction, because then again, it's an addiction. So you want to simplify it for yourself as much as
It's so
possible. So
challenging
make it
because you have
as
no one to
easier.
talk to about it.
It's true. You have to be honest with
And
yourself.
people are just lonely, ba like battling it by themselves.
But my point is that the same way that you don't go cold turkey, if you're struggling to cut out the hardcore, try doing a softcore, a little bit, until it's gone entirely.
Yeah. I also want to mention one extra thing. I liked how you said it in the last episode, I think it was, when you said negative influence. I think
Negative
that's, I
impacts
think,
are
yeah,
always
exactly,
more
negative impact.
impactful than the positive
They're
ones.
more impactful and you tend to remember it so much more. So I would suggest for people to go on YouTube or read articles or do a research on what has this lead to, right? Like look back into history and study those people and where has pornography gotten them? What has happened in their journey? And everybody is willing to share this. I mean, I mean, even the influencers stuff, they talk about their addiction and stuff, and they say, all right, you know, I was doing this, and this is how my thoughts were. This is how I looked at women. This is how I acted, all that kind of stuff. And those moments stick in your mind, and then when you're about to do it, you understand what it may lead up to. And that if that doesn't scare you, I think it should. Because in my mind, when I was doing research about this kind of stuff, it kind of scared me in a positive way. Because this is not who I wanted to be. I didn't want to do things that I heard those people doing to others and hurting themselves. That's not what I want to do. So if that doesn't scare you, maybe you should dive back into understanding yourself more and loving yourself and understanding and reflecting that, you know, you can be a better person than that.
I want to mention, don't you dare fucking look into Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know. That was mine. I think a lot of people affirmed their belief because of Wolf of Wall Street. Wow. I don't know if you recall that scene where it's like, dude, jacking off is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's essential.
Matthew McConaughey, in the scene.
He says that. He's like, yeah, I do it all the fucking time. That's brainwashing
right there. He says it keeps me sharp. It keeps me on the go. I got to do it 3 times a day to keep me on.
Just because you've heard it at a fucking movie does not mean it's fucking true.
What do you mean? It's the Wolf of Wall Street. he's valid. He's credible.
But here's the thing. Even that story shows so much. Even the character that, what was his real name?
I just know Matthew.
The one that Leonardo DiCaprio played.
Yeah.
Jordan Belfort, or something.
Uh-huh. Something like that. Even his life was miserable because of what he did. He did drugs, he jacked off, he fucked a bunch of girls. They did fucked up stuff.
It's hedonism.
That's what I'm saying. And it lead them to a dark path because they had all the money, they had all the women, but they did not love themselves. They didn't fulfill their lives to having good family, I would say.
That's right. You know, jail.
His wife left him. He couldn't see his kid because of what he did. I mean, is that the life that you want to have for the money and for the fun to fuck whores? I don't think so. And you got to think long term, bro.
Mm-hmm. And what you said earlier, you look into history and how it affected people. Like what we said with Jordan and Ted Bundy. Do you guys remember the video you sent in the group chat? The one that was 9 years ago with the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that video in the description.
You mentioned it.
My point is, he said it again. I want to put that in the description. And the same way how Sadullo said, look at what it used to do to them. I want you just to watch the first 10 seconds of that video and look at what that did to him.
Right.
You remember the first 10 seconds how he felt so free? He literally just took a fucking fresh breath of air straight up and he just felt like the same thing you said. You said something about his aura. Look at the positive impact that had on him, too. That could be you.
That man has, like, a gravitating aura.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I thought it was the opposite at first because I was a little uncomfortable. But you said it was just because he was close up to the camera. But you'll see what I mean. Like, I'm serious.
No, this is the kind of things that you feel. You know, you can't lie about that.
I know we said negative impacts are more impactful than the positive ones. That's true. But I want you to just look at what you could be. So that video is going to be in the description. And just watch the first 10 seconds. I personally would recommend watching the whole thing. But for sake of time, just watch the first 10 seconds. And you'll see how that person felt too. That could be you in 5 years.
Exactly.
That could be you in a couple months if you start quitting now. Yeah.
Right. It's not even about promoting the negativity. But having that negative thought in the back of your mind always. Like, that evil that's there to remind you that this is what it can get you to. Yeah. The hell that you might be going down to.
Yeah.
And I think keep you sharp, keep you aware of what might happen. That's all.
And I think that guy should be the goal for a lot of people.
Right.
Like how he felt free. No chains, no restrictions, no strings.
Yeah.
Final one.
Ooh.
Active defiance. Make it a game. I think I love this one too because I want to share the story of Duolingo. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that app, but Duolingo is essentially an app where you can learn another language. And the reason why they're so successful, the reason why they're so successful is because they made it a fucking game. There's like streaks with it. There's points. It's like a reward system and everything. And people love that shit because everyone like the fucking life.
It's a video game of life. And learning.
That's what I'm saying. So Fricker mentioned this beautifully with, how did you put it? with
Why'd you slap him so hard?
Yeah, he did hit.
That was not
so
hard.
If you guys know who like David Goggins is, of course we know David Goggins is, right? But he kind of like represents the active defiance method. When your brain tells you no, when your brain tells you no, let's only do a couple more. Let's only do 12 reps. Fuck you, fuck you. We're gonna do more than that. When it tells you, oh, I'm just gonna run 1 mile. When your goal was 2 miles, you run 3 miles now.
Right.
Your inner bitch.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally do that in the gym. Like, I saw your video and you talked about it. I'm like, dude, that's literally what I do.
Exactly.
With not just the gym, but anything else. When myself tells me that I want to do less just because it's easier, I know this. I realize this because you have to be self-aware when this happens. When yourself tells you to do 12, it's only because it's easier. Why is it not telling you to do more? Because it's harder. So yeah. Now you force yourself to do harder things.
Just because your brain complained to you, now we have to do more.
Right.
You just say, fuck you. So when your brain is telling you, oh, go and watch porn. Oh, go on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go look for some chicks, right?
Right.
You say, fuck you. You know what? I'm turning my phone off and throwing it away. Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit.
Do you guys want to know what I do?
Of things too.
What I do is... We all know Goku and how he does the like Super Saiyan thing. Like he just
yeah.
I picture myself like anytime I'm gonna do a bad habit, or specifically in the gym, I'm on my last set. I see Josh come over one time. I fuck this and I pretend like I'm going Super Saiyan. As corny as it sounds, it fucking works.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna change it for nothing because I know it works for me. Like that's exactly. When you're really hungry and ambitious for this shit, this is the type of results that you're gonna get from it. So. Like, I think making it a game is actually a great fucking idea because that shit gets me hyped, bro. In the same way, like, if I'm on a fucking rep or let's say for you guys, this would be the perfect example. You're about to, that thought comes urging up behind you talking about, ooh, one more video. Whatever the fuck.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Dude, that's why we say gym is literally more than just working out. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you not apply that to real life when something else
that's
happens
what I'm saying,
and you know that you fell short? You are going to want more and you're not going to quit until you get it. Like, so I literally drop dumbbells sometimes and I'm like, you know what? I could have gotten more. I pick those dumbbells back up and I hit more.
Yeah.
I want to show.
I don't want to feel the regret. That's what it is.
For make it a game, that's actually what worked for me out of the 7. That's the one. Not necessarily how you guys interpret making a game. Maybe I'm perceiving it the wrong way, but challenging yourself. Like, it's like you versus you kind of way. It's like, am I going to let my inner bitch win today? Fuck no. I want to fucking win. I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of willpowered human beings.
Am I going to be a goblin or am I going to be a warrior?
Yeah. That's this type of shit that was going through my head.
I've never actually like said my example out loud. So it's making me... This is a little off topic, but if I'm just at a family... If I'm at a dinner table and I have like an urge coming up, imagine I just said that shit out loud. Imagine I just out loud just go, ah, like out of fucking nowhere. I'd be pretty like,
fuck you, stay down.
Out of nowhere, like you have Tourette's.
You have the thought and you act super trained in real life.
But it works. And develop a game in your world because everyone's a child at heart. We're all a little immature and that's okay. Use it to your advantage.
Really
the same
are.
Way lust. The same thing with lust. It's powerful. Use it to your advantage. Something else that I wanted, I think that concludes our 7 tips.
Yeah. 7 methods.
What I wanted to do is I found a study online and we all know that porn is considered an addiction. Just like any drug, like heroin. I'm going to put up a picture on the screen right now of what your brain looks like normally, then what your brain looks like on heroin, and then what your brain looks like on porn. And you guys don't know it yet, but on heroin and on porn, they're identical.
The audience knows it.
They know it because they've seen it. You guys don't. I'll show it to you after, too. They're fucking identical.
Because it's addiction.
It's like brain dead shit.
That's what, like, is that, you really need to sit here
that's
and ask
you,
yourself.
That's you.
You really need to sit yourself
that
and
used
ask
to be us,
hey,
bro.
Is me getting this nut off worth it for this? For my brain
nutty,
to look
nutty.
Like this?
You're nutty, nutty.
Would you think the Josh in 5 years would be fucking thinking, oh, this is a great idea?
Apparently not.
Are you in 5 years thinking this is a great idea? Come on, guys.
Man, I wish I could slap the 15-year-old me.